Residents of Marquette, Kansas, have heard the horror stories of communities like theirs in peril of disappearing. That's what happens when aging populations aren't replenished before a town dies out. To fight the potential death of their small town, the citizens of Marquette are giving away land to anyone willing to build a house and live there for a year. Matt Hackworth of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports on this modern-day homesteading effort on the Kansas prairie.
It's a plot of windswept dirt now, but in a matter of months, part of this tract of land in this central Kansas town will be a home site for Bill Lilly and his family of four.
And we're going to have this lot right over here. We're going to have a nice view to the back. We're setting up with Oakwood Homes about getting a modular built for us, and we're going to set it right over there.
Blue ribbons tied to wooden stakes flap in the wind and mark what will be Lilly's yard. He'll have a nice view of soybean and wheat fields, complete with a weathered barn in the distance. But it's not the view that drew Lilly to this town of 550. It was the offer of free land and a smaller, friendlier school for his kid. The middle school band is practicing on a stage at one end of Marquette Elementary School's gym. Though the school has 9 grades, fewer than 130 students attend class here. Some classrooms sit empty. There are only 18 students total in 3rd and 4th grade. Marquette Elementary Principal Wayne Moorhead says there are so few students here that district officials discussed moving 6th, 7th, and 8th graders to a school 9 miles away.
We've seen budget cuts and prices rise, and somewhere there's a scrunch. That's a huge issue in a small community like this.
It was a big enough issue for Marquette's leaders to seek a way to boost school enrollment. Marquette officials raised $100,000, enough to buy 50 acres on the edge of town to be subdivided and given to strangers.
It's kind of a no-brainer, really, you stop and think about it, that people are worth more than a vacant lot by far.
Steve Piper is Marquette's mayor, and he says anyone who agrees to build on this land will get it for free, paying only taxes and to hook up the site to town water and sewer lines. Mayor Piper says the land giveaways are worth as much as $10,000 per site.
You're going to collect property taxes, you're going to collect a water bill, you're going to collect a sewer charge each month, and so you can sit there with this vacant piece of ground you're trying to sell and maybe hold it forever and not collect our land tax at all, or you can save a new home, go on, and then if they have children in school, that brings more money into the community.
A church's bell tower rings over the town square. Flyers posted in shop windows down the street tout the appeals of small-town living. They show pictures of smiling residents playing with their kids in the town's small swimming pool. Banker Alan Linfors says the effort to market the town is based largely on its image as Mayberry on the plains.
Because a lot of people have moved here from maybe bigger cities or came back here from once they married and had kids because they wanted to have that small school. And I'm afraid if we lost our school, they would say, well, we might as well live in a larger city since there isn't anything for the kids. So, yeah, it would eventually dry up the town.
But Linfors says the town had to take action somehow and remembered another Kansas town that gave away land. That town built just 15 new homes, while Marquette's vision is considerably larger. All the 21 lots in Marquette's first land giveaway were quickly grabbed up, and the town is about to start a second round of giveaways, hoping the offer of free land will draw people to Marquette much the same as the lure of homesteading brought settlers to this part of Kansas in the 1800s. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth.
Neighborhoods are on the Bush administration's agenda today. The White House is finalizing plans to aid what the president is calling neighborhood healers. Those include 81 religion-oriented community organizations in 45 states. The president's religion-based initiative allows religious groups to compete for government money so long as their services are available to anyone. Opponents say such measures blur the separation between church and state.